You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
All right, so we already closed it up. So 8:22. Are you done?
Oh, why, you want to do an essentials?
It's up to you.
I can pull one out. Yeah, I can pull one off real quick.
Actually, hold on.
Oh boy.
Maybe I can't.
Look at that. Come on.
What?
What do you mean you can't?
All right, fine. We'll make it quick.
It's only 8:22.
I know that, but, you know.
For your side.
I know.
You were planning to go to 9 o'clock anyway, weren't you?
Probably. You're right. Okay.
Don't you always?
Yeah, we're fine. Come on. Okay, we're good. All right. Let's see. Let me bring up the list. Even though I know what movie we're talking about, I just need the number.
I don't know what movie we're talking about.
I know you don't. And I favorited it for a change. Longest time I was just Googling the list, bringing it up. And I was like, I was like, I'm putting that as a favorite. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Next page. All right.
You know who we did not mention at all on this show?
Who?
On this last show? Not one of us brought up any Adam Sandler bits.
True. You're right.
Another huge, huge impact. So, anyway. See, this is where we could go on and on. Seriously. So, what's the essential movies tonight? What's the essential movie?
You gotta let it go, man.
This is 80-something podcast.
I don't think there's anybody back there.
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Go Ghostbusters! Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
It to each other. And
party on, dudes!
So, this is Banzai Retro Club. I am Dave. Online, I've got Scott.
Hey, I'm back.
And
for the attack.
Back for the attack. It's Attack Scott. With a kung fu grip.
It's a great Dokken album, actually. Your song.
Is it?
Hmm? Good song by Dokken.
Okay.
Back for the Attack.
All right. I don't know that one. Yeah. I'm going to do this episode a little differently. Because normally what I'll do is I'll have the Google Mini give us kind of a synopsis and a brief overview of the movie, but I'm going to challenge myself because I don't know if I can remember that much of the details of this movie. And with you on, it's going to be interesting to see if we'll muddle through it or we'll actually remember much about it.
Okay.
But we're on 105,
mm-hmm.
1985's Desperately Seeking Susan.
Oh God.
She's a woman of mystery. A woman of surprises.
What are you doing here?
A woman named Susan.
Come on.
Orion Pictures presents Desperately Seeking Susan.
Susan!
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 My God, we all thought you were dead.
No, just in New Jersey.
Madonna is Susan. The hottest voice in rock is now the freshest face on film. Every man is desperate to have her. One woman is desperate to be her.
Everybody I know is desperate except you.
I'm desperate.
You?
But someone is desperate to kill her.
Killed?
Come on.
Dead?
If he can figure out who she is.
Come on. I'm not Susan.
I don't believe it.
I'm a housewife and I live in Fort Lee, New Jersey.
You never stop, do you?
Starring Rosanna Arquette as Roberta.
You know, Garrett, between you and me, what do you really know about Roberta?
She doesn't even like sex that much. It's impossible.
She'll love it.
You can dig.
And Madonna as Susan.
No more dead bodies, okay?
I'll see what I can do.
Bye-bye, Bruce.
It was fun, huh?
Maybe you were the killer.
You were with this guy?
Come on. I was breathing when I left. Want to play?
Desperately seeking Susan. A life so crazy it takes two women to live it.
So, and the reason why I bring this up is because I know Madonna's in it. I know Rosanna Arquette's in it. But a lot of the details of the movie, and I think once I play the synopsis, I'll probably remember a bit more. But it's like one of those movies that I think I've forgotten so much about what was it was actually about, other than knowing that it was a Madonna vehicle.
Yes, it was a Madonna vehicle. And who's the main man in that? Wasn't he in Johnny Dangerously?
Aidan Quinn.
Was it Aidan Quinn?
Well, I mean, I've got the blurb on it in front of me, but I'm not going to read the synopsis yet. Because I'm trying to remember there was something to do with, and this is why I want to do this differently, is because I want to see what is my memory of this movie as comparison to what it was actually about. And I seem to remember there was something going on where Rosanna Arquette's character was watching the classified section, you know, for messages between Madonna and this other guy, and they were kind of like changing messages back and forth, and she was kind of in love with the romance of that, and somehow their lives got intertwined, but I don't remember how. Does any of that ring a bell?
You know, there was something about like assuming like Rosanna Arquette's character assumed the other identity or stole her identity.
Somehow she was being mistaken for the character that was Madonna.
Yes. Right. That's okay.
That's it? That's all you got?
That's all I got, man.
Yeah, isn't that weird? I mean, this is, you know,
it's like erased from the annals of my brain.
Now, were you a Madonna fan? Sounds like a no.
Yeah, you know, I at the time I knew she was popular and she was kind of hot, but you know, I mean, I was between 15 and 19. Of course she was hot.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
You know. And I always thought she was hottest in her Material Girl video.
Right.
Of all the other ones. She was too easy in the other ones.
I liked her in Borderline. The Borderline video.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
She's very cute there.
Mm.
But
yeah, she was she really was just working the system. She's excellent at marketing herself.
Right. She was making a brand, which was herself.
Not sure I agree on how much talent she might believe she has.
Okay.
Most of her stuff was written for her.
Okay.
So I've just never been a big fan. It was all right. I understood her impact on the industry and stuff at the time, but overall, I could take her leave her.
Yeah, you know, I don't think that I didn't have, I don't think, I know I didn't have, like, any Madonna albums.
We do now. We have the Like a Virgin album.
Sure, of course.
For the wall.
Yeah.
For that.
It's iconic. That wall that, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's an iconic 80s album. So, I mean.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I could see why somebody's collection now would have it. But I'm just saying, back in the 80s, I don't remember having it in mine. And honestly, I know I didn't have it. And I liked her stuff. And I liked the hits that the radio played of her. And I loved watching the videos. And, you know, I enjoyed the sex symbol, you know, vision that she was kind of, you know, putting out there. Mm-hmm. So... Yeah, you know, I would, you know, for the age group that I was in, you know, that worked for me. But was I like a diehard? I've got to do, you know, go to every Madonna concert and know every, you know, collect every piece of media that came out with her? No. You know, so it was like one of those that as it was given to me, I consumed it. But if it was like one of those things where I had to make an effort to go get it, I kind of passed. Now, as she's gotten a bit further in her career and you put her in like a league of her own or league of their own, I think she was awesome in that.
I will agree with that. I did like her in a league of her own.
Yeah.
League of their own. Right. Yeah. That was good.
Right. And you know that, and occasionally there's a song that comes out that I really, you know, that I like of hers, you know, that, you know, when she's putting stuff out. You know, she's got talent, and, you know, it's just one of those things that now, as I've gotten older, it's not like something that I need to have a lot of Madonna in my life. But, I, like you said, she was iconic for the industry, so I appreciate what she gave. My problem that I have right now with this essential movie is it's not memorable as far as, like, the details of it. Other than it was... I'm guessing it was Madonna's first movie. But let's do this.
Sure, it wasn't. Who's that girl? That was the guy. Who's that girl? That was the guy from Johnny Dangerously.
No, I'm not Googling. I'm not. Nope, I can't do it. That's against the rules. Hey Google, when did Who's That Girl come out?
Who's That Girl was released in the United States of America on August 7th, 1987.
87. This is 85. So this was before that. So.
Okay.
Let's find out some more about this movie. Hey Google, tell me about Desperately Seeking Susan.
Desperately Seeking Susan is a 1985 movie directed by Susan Seidelman, starring Madonna, Rosanna Arquette, and Aidan Quinn.
Okay. Hey Google, give me the synopsis of Desperately Seeking Susan.
Here's the synopsis of Desperately Seeking Susan. New Jersey housewife Roberta Glass Rosanna Arquette spices up her boring life by reading personal ads, especially a series of them being placed by a mysterious denizen of New York City named Susan Madonna. When one of Susan's ads proposes a rendezvous with her suitor, Robert Joy, at Battery Park, Roberta secretly tags along, but when her voyeuristic jape ends in permanent memory loss and a new jacket, Roberta begins to gather a lot of unwanted attention from some unsavory characters.
Okay, so she has memory loss. And so she gets assumed for Susan, who's Madonna. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I don't remember that detail at all.
It's not bringing...
But I got the first part of it, so at least I remembered a portion of it. But yeah, the whole thing where she was... So I remember the jacket now, though. I remember it was like, it had like a... pyramid on it, like on the back of it.
Okay.
So, a little bit of fuzzy detail there, though, but I'm starting to pick up, you know, that from it. But yeah, once it, you know, now it's like, this is 105 on the essential list. Why is this, you know, higher up than you know, like, real genius.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe just because Madonna was in it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the editorial staff over at Rotten Tomatoes, maybe those guys just are diehard, you know, Madonna fans. I don't know. I don't know what to think about the you know, the way this list is playing out.
Like, when it says 140 essential movies, does it say that that's actually the rank?
Well, when we get to, like, number one, I can see why number one is number one. And a lot of the higher-ups ones are, like, the big king daddy of the 1980s movies. So, I, to me, that's the way I viewed it. I think I would have to go back and, like, listen, you know, reread, like, the write-up. You know, if it's supposed to be, you know, the, you know, from the worst to the best. Not necessarily worst to the best, but just the ones that are less of essentials than the, you know, the top part of the list. But anyway, the other thing that makes this episode really important is that now we're on the second page of the website. So, yeah, so now as we go forward with our essential movie podcast list, we're going to be actually having to hit that more button to get to the next page, whereas we were on the first, you know, just the first page. So it's kind of a big deal for us for, you know, what we've been doing with the essential movies, is because, you know, we've committed now one page of four. It's kind of cool. I didn't think that it was going to last as long as it has. And what's even surprising me even more is that a lot of the, you know, the individual episodes are getting a lot of listens out there.
That's cool.
So what I think is my take on, or my theory is that, like, when I'm trying out a new podcast, I always try to find, like, a topic matter that, like, means something to me when I'm looking at the subject of the episodes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm thinking that with all these movies out, you know, that are out there on our feed, you know, maybe they're giving that a try. You know, that's kind of our trial episode for them. And then they listen to that and then decide whether they're going to continue to listen to us. Hopefully they don't listen to the Baby Boom episode and make that decision.
Dude, actually that, your intro to that one, when you said don't listen to this episode, made me want to listen to it more.
Well, that's the way I'm going to continue to bill it.
Don't listen to this episode.
Don't listen to this one. Don't do it. In fact, I even tweeted that out.
This is a giant pile of crap.
I even tweeted that out. I was like, don't listen to this episode. And people are, so I don't get it. I told you not to. It's like, I'm that guy that says, don't look down. And then all of a sudden, what's the first thing you do? You look down. Yeah, bastards. Stop listening. Anyway, so definitely Seeking Susan. That's where we're at. I don't know. I mean, you know, I think at this point, I would have added the trailer into this. And the thing that I think is important for people to know is that, you know, the trailer gets added as a edit part. So it's not like something we're actively listening to when we say add the trailer.
Right.
So it'll probably fill in a lot more of the details of the movie that we probably should have, like, did a little bit of research and watched the trailer beforehand. But that's cheating. You know, the essential movies thing is I wanted it to be off the cuff and off of memory. And I knew that with this one, I wanted to do it differently because I remember seeing it. I remember some details of it, but I didn't remember enough of it to go, you know, here's everything that happened in that movie. So I wanted to see how right I would be by guessing. So with that, we're going to remind everybody to go out there to the website, Banzai Retro Club, BANZAI, retroclub.com. Do all the follows for our social media. On your Apple devices, give us a rating review and a follow or a subscribe. Whatever podcast app you like to use, please just check us out there. We're probably there on most of them. So with that, we'd like to just remind everybody, be excellent to each other and have a good whatever. Goodbye.
Take care.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 Next up, we are going to be thrown into the computer. We're talking Tron.
Oh, dude.
Susan!
Good going, stranger.
And you can dance. For inspiration.